This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump, eager to get back on the campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection, will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event on Saturday. Meanwhile, Trump's campaign said Friday he will also deliver remarks at an event in Florida on Monday. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It's official. The second presidential debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden has been canceled. The debate was scheduled for Miami, but because of President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis, the Commission on Presidential Debates wanted it to be virtual. The president rejected that idea, and Vice President Biden did not want an in-person debate. In a statement Friday, the commission said there will be no debate on October 15th, and it will turn its attention now to the third debate in Nashville, Tennessee, October 22nd. The commission said that debate will be subject to health security considerations and in according with all required testing, masking, social distancing, and other protocols. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. 2 suspected Islamic State militants from Britain who were brought to the United States to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture and other acts of violence pleaded not guilty in a court in Alexandria, Virginia, on Friday. El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are 2 of 4 men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of the captors' British accents. G. Zachary Terwilliger is the U.S. attorney.
Both defendants, Alexander Cote, El Shafi El Sheikh, made appearances via video from the Alexandria Detention Center. Earlier today, they had their detention hearing. They both were waived that hearing and will be detained further pending further proceedings.
The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort by U.S. authorities to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of aid workers, journalists, and other hostages in Syria. Intensive care wards across France are filling up again with COVID-19 patients, and doctors there are scrambling to create new beds elsewhere. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Paris hospitals are activating emergency measures to cope with COVID-19 patients, who are filling 40% of the region's intensive care units after infections among young people spread to vulnerable populations. National health agency figures and doctors at multiple hospitals say France hasn't added significant ICU capacity or the staff needed to manage them since the pandemic's first wave, despite France being among the hardest hit nations in the spring. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A UN program dedicated to ending hunger has won the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The announcement came from the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Program.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable.
World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley tells the AP the program staff more than deserve the honor.
They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes, it doesn't matter. They're out there and they deserve this award.
The Peace Prize Committee says the WFP aided more than 135 million people last year, the highest total in many years. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note with all 3 major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.57%. The S&P rose by 0.88%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.39%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.